In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people like this. I'm going to read the pasuk for you, okay? Va'ato Yisrael, and now Jewish people, he's talking to the Jewish people. He says, and now Jewish people, Mo Hashem shoyl me'imach, what is Hashem asking of you? Not much, he's not asking of you much. The only thing he wants from you, ki im le'yira es Hashem, that you should be afraid of Hashem. Now that's a little strange, isn't it? Doesn't Hashem want a lot more than just one thing from us? He wants us to daven and learn Torah and keep Shabbos and keep kosher and do mitzvahs. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, and now Jewish people, just remember, all Hashem wants from you is only one thing. Be afraid of Hashem. What does he mean by that? So, obviously, what does it mean to be afraid of Hashem? Are you afraid of Hashem because he's going to give you a punishment? He's going to punish you and make you feel bad? Of course not. That's not why we should be afraid of Hashem. Just imagine the Rebbe shows up in your room and you're just about to do something mischievous or something you shouldn't be doing, something that the Torah says is not a good thing for a Jew to do. And suddenly you see the Rebbe in front of you. How would you feel then? Would you feel afraid that the Rebbe is going to punish you? Of course not. The Rebbe never punished anybody. But you'd be ashamed. You'd be embarrassed. Such a great tzaddik, a Rebbe, standing and watching and looking at me. How can I do something so terrible, right? It's the same thing. If a person is always aware that Hashem is always looking at you, and you're aware of that all the time, you'll never do an Avera. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to the Jewish people. And now, Jewish people, all Hashem wants from you is one thing. Be afraid of Hashem. What does that mean? Always remember that Hashem is looking at you the whole time. He's with you in the room, and he's looking at you, and he's seeing what you're doing. And if you only realize that, you'll never do any other Avera. You'll do all the mitzvahs properly. So it's the only thing Hashem is asking is to be embarrassed and ashamed in front of Hashem, to do the wrong thing. That means to be afraid of Hashem. But here's the other question. Why does it say va'ato? And now? Why does it have to say now? About tomorrow, you shouldn't be afraid of Hashem? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, and now, Jewish people, what is Hashem asking of you? Only to be afraid. Now? Why now? Jewish people, remember, Hashem wants you to be afraid of Him. Why does He start off by saying, and now? What? Only now? So our Chachamim say a very interesting thing. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu uses the word, and now, he's talking about tshuva. Not only should you be afraid of Hashem, but even if chas v'shalom, you slipped for a moment and you forgot about Hashem looking at you, and you did an avera. The Yetzirah came, made you do an avera. So at that moment, you didn't remember that Hashem is watching you, so you weren't ashamed, so you did the avera. But how do you get back? How do you get back and realizing again that Hashem is watching you? And again, not doing an Avera again. How do you do that? Va'ato, now. A person, the Yetzer Hara, is very, very clever. You know what the Yetzer Hara does? First, it makes the person do an Avera. First, it makes you forget. It makes you forget that Hashem is standing right next to you and looking at you. Then, once you forget that Hashem is standing next to you, he says, ah, now I'm going to make him excited about the Avera. And when you get the excitement of the Avera, it's so hard to say no. So you do the Avera. But then the Yitzhak doesn't stop there. He knows that there's a beautiful, wonderful Jewish child with a neshama, who has a special neshama. You want to do tshuva right away because you feel bad. Why did I do this? How could I forget for one moment that Hashem is standing here? So you want to say sorry to Hashem. He says, yeah, you can say sorry, but you don't have to do it now. Wait till tomorrow, maybe the next day. Let's take your time, you know, you don't have to rush. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. The moment you realize I did a bad thing, and the moment you realize you have to say sorry to Hashem and do tshuva, do it now. And now, you should try now to fix what you have done because you forgot that Hashem is watching you. And then you'll be afraid of Hashem again right away, and it will never happen again. The Yetzer Hara wants you to wait till tomorrow, so in the meantime, he's going to make you do another Avera. You know, he's a very, very clever, mean guy. So I just tell you a quick story so that can help you understand this. In the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a story with a Jew. I think I told it to you on Klimovich, the stories of Klimovich. I think that story was on that podcast. So, but it's a good story to review. You know, there was two Jews. They were very close friends. And one Jew had a lot of money that he had put in his closet, you know, which he had made money in business. He had earned a lot of money, so he put it in his closet. His friend, who was very close to him, and he could walk into his house anytime. They had keys to each other's houses because they were so close and they trusted each other. And the friend goes into his friend's house and he sees that the closet is open and there's a lot of money there. And he felt that his friend is not being responsible. You don't leave so much money lying in a closet unlocked. What if a ganav comes in? He can just take the money and run away. So he wanted to teach his friend a lesson. And he took the money out of the closet and he hid it in his house. So when his friend comes back and sees the money is gone, he would say, "Oi, what did I do? I left the closet unlocked." And he'll be very upset. He'll learn a lesson and he won't do this again. And then I'll give him back the money. I'll tell him, "It was just a lesson I tried to teach you. I took the money away because..." But what happened in the end? The friend came home, saw the closet was empty. Not only did he cry, he fainted. And the friend, when he saw that, oh, he said, "Oh my, I didn't think he's going to faint. Now I'm going to tell everybody that." And the people came to the house to see why he fainted. A lot of people from the whole town came to see. And he says, "What am I going to say now? Oh, I took the money? People look at me very strange. You did this terrible thing? You took his money to teach him a lesson? But look what you did. He fainted. You should never do such a thing. And I'll be so embarrassed in front of everyone." So he decided, you know, I'll wait. And what happened? The Yetzirah made him wait. And then he felt again, "Oi, should I bring it back today? The next day? And the next day?" Every day he said, "Oh no, if I bring it back today, I'll feel so bad because he's going to look at me and say, why did you wait so long?" So he kept putting it off till he didn't know what to do, because the Yetzirah made it harder and harder and harder to do tshuva. In the end, what happened, if you remember the story well, the Baal Shem Tov met him on a road. I'm making the story short, but you remember the whole long story, right? Baal Shem Tov met him on the road one day and called him over. Baal Shem Tov saw Baruch HaKadosh, what happened to this man, and this man felt so terrible, and went over to him and says, "Don't worry, just go back now and give him back his money. When you want to do tshuva, don't wait. And don't worry that people are going to look at you funny that you did this terrible thing. The moment you can do tshuva, do it immediately. Because if you wait another day and another day, Yetzirah is going to drag on until you can never do it. That's his trick. Yetzirah's trap. So don't do it." So that's Va'ata Yisrael. Now, say the Chachamim in the Medrash, they say, now, if you're going to do tshuva, do it now. Don't wait even 1 second. A good Shabbos.